You are listening to the Deep Learning Questions in Data Science Part 2, the show that brings you the hot topics in data science. With your host, Ruslan Magana, let's go to the Part 2. Part 2. Differentiate between a single-layer perceptron and a multi-layer perceptron. Single-layer perceptron, multi-layer perceptron. Cannot classify nonlinear data points, can classify nonlinear data. Takes in a limited amount of parameters, withstands a lot of parameters. Less efficient with large data, highly efficient with large datasets. What is data normalization in deep learning? Data normalization is a preprocessing step. This ensures that the network can learn effectively as it has better convergence when performing backpropagation. What is forward propagation? Forward propagation is the scenario where inputs are passed to the hidden layer with weights. In every single hidden layer, the output of the activation function is calculated until the next layer can be processed. It is called forward propagation as the process begins from the input layer and moves toward the final output layer. What is backpropagation? Backprobation is used to minimize the cost function by first seeing how the value changes when weights and biases are tweaked in the neural network. This change is easily calculated by understanding the gradient at every hidden layer. It is called backpropagation as the process begins from the output layer moving backward to the input layers. What are hyperparameters in deep learning? Hyperparameters are variables used to determine the structure of a neural network. They are also used to understand parameters, such as the learning rate and the number of hidden layers and more present in the neural network. How can hyperparameters be trained in neural networks? Hyperparameters can be trained using four components as shown below. Batch size. This is used to denote the size of the input chunk. Batch sizes can be varied and cut into sub-batches based on the requirement. Epochs and epoch denotes the number of times the training data is visible to the neural network so that it. Since the process is iterative, the number of epochs will vary based on the data. Momentum. Momentum is used to understand the next consecutive steps that occur with the current data being executed at hand. It is used to avoid oscillations when training. Learning rate. Learning rate is used as a parameter to denote the time required for the network to update the parameters and learn. Next up on this top deep learning interview questions and answers blog, let us take a look at the intermediate questions. What is the meaning of dropout in deep learning? Dropout is a technique that is used to avoid overfitting a model in deep learning. If the dropout value is too low, if it is too high, then the model can underlearn, thereby causing lower efficiency. What are tensors? Tensors are multidimensional arrays in deep learning that are used to represent data. They represent the data with higher dimensions. Due to the high-level nature of the programming languages, the syntax of tensors are easily understood and broadly used. What is the meaning of model capacity in deep learning? In deep learning, model capacity refers to the capacity of the model to take in a variety of mapping functions. Higher model capacity means a large amount of information can be stored in the network. We will check out neural network interview questions alongside, as it is also a vital part of deep learning. What is a Boltzmann machine? A Boltzmann machine is a type of recurrent neural network that uses binary decisions alongside biases to function. These neural networks can be hooked up together to create deep belief networks, which are very sophisticated and used to solve the most complex problems out there. What are some of the advantages of using TensorFlow? TensorFlow has numerous advantages, and some of them are as follows. High amount of flexibility and platform independence. Trains using CPU and GPU. Supports auto-differentiation and its features. Handles threads and asynchronous computation easily. Open source. Has a large community. What is a computational graph in deep learning? A computation graph is a series of operations that are performed to take in inputs and arrange them as nodes in a graph structure. It can be considered as a way of implementing mathematical calculations into a graph. This helps in parallel processing, and provides high performance in terms of computational capability. What is a CNN? NNNs are convolutional neural networks that are used to perform analysis on images and visuals. These classes of neural networks can input a multi-channel image and work on it easily. These deep learning questions must be answered in a concise way. So make sure to understand them and revisit them if necessary. What are the various layers present in a CNN? There are four main layers that form a convolutional neural network. Convolution. These are layers consisting of entities called filters that are used as parameters to train the network. ReLU, it is used as the activation function and used always with the convolution layer. Pooling. Pooling is the concept of shrinking the complex data entities that form after convolution and is primarily used to maintain the size of an image after shrinkage. Connectedness. This is used to ensure that all of the layers in the neural network are fully connected and activation can be computed using the bias easily. What is convolutional layers? Convolutional layers in a convolutional neural network systematically apply learned filters to input images in order to create feature maps that summarize the presence of those features in the input. Convolutional layers prove very effective, and stacking convolutional layers in deep models allows layers close to the input to learn low-level features, e.g. lines, and layers deeper in the model to learn high-order or more abstract features like shapes or specific objects. What is downsampling? A limitation of the feature map output of convolutional layers is that they record the precise position of features in the input. This means that small movements in the position of the feature in the input image will result in a different feature map. This can happen with recropping, rotation shifting, and other minor changes to the input image. A common approach to addressing this problem from signal processing is called downsampling. This is where a lower resolution version of an input signal is created that still contains the large or important structural elements, without the fine detail that may not be as useful to the task. Downsampling can be achieved with convolutional layers by changing the stride of the convolution across the image. A more robust and common approach is to use a pooling layer. What is pooling layer? A pooling layer is a new layer added after the convolutional layer. Specifically, after a nonlinearity, e.g. ReLU, has been applied to the feature maps output by a convolutional layer. For example, the layers in a model may look as follows. 1. Input image. 2. Convolutional layer. 3. Nonlinearity. 4. Pooling layer. The addition of a pooling layer after the convolutional layer is a common pattern used for ordering layers within a convolutional neural network. The pooling layer operates upon each feature map separately to create a new set of the same number of pooled feature maps. In what consists pooling operation? Pooling involves selecting a pooling operation, much like a filter to be applied to feature maps. The size of the pooling operation or filter is smaller than the size of the feature map. Specifically, it is almost always pixels applied with a stride of 2 pixels. This means that the pooling layer will always reduce the size of each feature map by a factor of 2, e.g. each dimension is halved. For example, a pooling layer applied to a feature map of 36 pixels will result in an output pooled feature map of 9 pixels. What are the common functions used in the pooling operation? The pooling operation is specified rather than learned. Two common functions used in the pooling operation are: average pooling, calculate the average value for each patch on the feature map. Maximum pooling or max pooling, calculate the maximum value for each patch of the feature map. The result of using a pooling layer and creating downsampled or pooled feature maps is a summarized version of the features detected in the input. They are useful as small changes in the location of the feature in the input detected by the convolutional layer will result in a pooled feature map with the feature in the same location. This capability added by pooling is called the model's invariance to local translation. What is NNN in deep learning? NNNs stand for recurrent neural networks, which form to be a popular type of artificial neural network. They are used to process sequences of data, text, genomes, handwriting, and more. ERNs make use of backpropagation for the training requirements. What is a vanishing gradient when using ERNs? Vanishing gradient is a scenario that occurs when we use ERNs. Since ERNs make use of backpropagation, gradients at every step of the way will tend to get smaller as the network traverses through backward iterations. This equates to the model learning very slowly, thereby causing efficiency problems in the network. What is exploding gradient descent in deep learning? Exploding gradients are an issue causing a scenario that clumps up the gradients. This creates a large number of updates of the weights in the model when training. The working of gradient descent is based on the condition that the updates are small and controlled. Controlling the updates will directly affect the efficiency of the model. What is the use of LSTM? LSTM stands for long short-term memory. It is a type of ERN, and that is used to sequence a string of data. It consists of feedback chains that give it the ability to perform like a general-purpose computational entity. Where are autoencoders used? Autoencoders have a wide variety of usage in the real world. The following are some of the popular ones. Adding color to black-white images. Removing noise from images. Dimensionality reduction. Feature removal and variation. What are the types of autoencoders? There are four main types of autoencoders. Deep autoencoders. Convolutional autoencoders. Sparse autoencoders. Contractive autoencoders. What is a restricted Boltzmann machine? A restricted Boltzmann machine, or RBM for short, is an undirected graphical model that is popularly used in deep learning today. It is an algorithm that is used to perform dimensionality reduction, regression, classification, collaborative filtering, topic modeling. Next up on this top deep learning interview questions and answers blog, let us take a look at the advanced questions. What are some of the limitations of deep learning? There are a few disadvantages of deep learning as mentioned below. Networks in deep learning require a huge amount of data to train well. Deep learning concepts can be complex to implement sometimes. Achieving a high amount of model efficiency is difficult in many cases. These are some of the vital advanced deep learning interview questions that you have to know about. What are the variants of gradient descent? There are three variants of gradient descent as shown below. Stochastic gradient descent, a single training example, is used for the calculation of gradient and for updating parameters. Batch gradient descent, gradient is calculated for the entire dataset and parameters are updated at every iteration. Mini-batch gradient descent, samples are broken down into smaller-sized batches and then worked on as in the case of stochastic. Why is mini-batch gradient descent so popular? Mini-batch gradient descent is popular as it is more efficient when compared to stochastic gradient descent. Generalization is done by finding the flat minima. It helps avoid the local minima by allowing the approximation of the gradient for the entire dataset. What are deep autoencoders? Deep autoencoders are an extension of the regular autoencoders. Here, the first layer is responsible for the first-order function execution of the input. The second layer will take care of the second-order functions, and it goes on. Usually, a deep autoencoder is a combination of two or more symmetrical deep belief networks where the first five shallow layers consist of the encoding part. The other layers take care of the decoding part. On the next set of deep learning questions, let us look further into the topic. Why is the leaky ReLU function used in deep learning? Leaky ReLU, also called LRL, is used to manage a function to allow the passing of small-sized negative values if the input value to the network is less than zero. Like what you hear so far. Make sure you never miss a show by entering to RussLinVCom now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the part 3.